Hey, 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 closet busters and closet dwellers, or should we reverse that? You're in the closet dwelling and then you want to bust out. But either way, welcome to another episode of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. It's that Friday daytime show when you just get me all by myself, as you guys know. So, oh, who's me? Well, Rick Clemens. And I'm known as the coming out coach, but I'm actually feeling like I want to be that guy that really helps you make big, bold steps in your life. I want you to find a simple path to doing that big, bold thing. And guess what? Big, bold doesn't have to be something huge. Big, bold can be something really small that seems really big and bold to you. So why am I going through all that about the big and the bold? Because I want to kind of talk today, not just kind of talk, I want to talk today about when opportunities come for you to uncloset yourself, it's time then to take the big, bold step. Or the bold step. Doesn't have to be a big, bold step. Just take the bold step. And oftentimes, to do that, you just have to simply show up. So what do I mean by that? I mean just allowing the universe, God, higher power, whatever it is that you believe in, to bring you the answer and you to show up and go with it. For instance, over the past few weeks, I've had some interesting things come my way. In fact, it all started when, at the first of the year, I created my vision board. And maybe for this episode, I'll pop a picture of my vision board up on the show notes for you guys to look at. But as I started to look at things and look at where I wanted to go this year and things I wanted to accomplish and how I wanted to start showing up in life, one of the things that I had put on there was doing some personal development work. I'd been through my coach's training. I've done a couple of, you know, conferences and, you know, getaway sort of things to some just really beautiful personal development retreats and stuff over the years. But it's been a while. I go to my corporate kind of conferences, my entrepreneurial conferences, you know, where I mix and mingle with business people. But I was looking for that, let's feel my enrichment bucket. Let's bring that vitality bucket alive, as my friend Jonathan Fields would say in his beautiful book, How to Live a Good Life. And so I've been looking for what do I need to do to really enrich that vitality piece of my life. And I knew I wanted to do some personal development work this year. So one of the things that I had got myself involved with was I work with my coaching school from time to time on different projects, and they happened to have an opportunity come along. An opportunity to be part of the first Happiness Summit, World Happiness Summit, in Miami in March. And I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. There was an application process, and there were only 50 coaches out of our coaching school that would be selected to go. And I thought, you know, I'm going to just go for this because the universe delivered it. Now, was that a big, bold move? Not really. It was a bold move because I got thinking, well, do I have time for this? Is this fit in with where I'm going with my business? Is this how I want to be in my work right now? But I thought, you know what? I'm going to make a bold move and do something that wasn't on the radar, and I'm going to go for it. And I'm so glad I did because I got accepted. I'm going. I get to go to the Happiness Summit. It's March 17th through 19th in Miami. Go look it up, World Happiness Summit. I'll put the link on the show page so you can check that out. But it was because I made a bold move. Not a big bold move, but I made a bold move to step out of my comfort zone. And simultaneously, another bold move came along. A bold move of looking to work for another coaching organization as one of their coaches. And I can't really say who it is because we're kind of sworn to secrecy until we actually start working for them. But I'm going through some training right now with one of the predominant personal development people in the world. Somebody that you would know in a heartbeat if I said his name. I will say he does go by I'm Not Your Guru. So if you know what that means, you'll figure this out. And I had this opportunity to drop in my lap. I wasn't sure I wanted to do it. Wasn't sure I wanted to follow through with it. Didn't know if I wanted to again go through the application process. But once again, I made a bold move. I stepped out of my comfort zone. I simplified everything around this. And those of you who are starting to really delve in and follow me and know what's going on with my brand, that my tagline is, it's simple, be bold. I simplified the decision process down to what's holding me back, why do I want this, and making the bold step. And again, I got accepted into the program. So why am I sharing this with you? It's not because I want to brag about all the beautiful things that's going on in my life and that I'm doing. It's about finding the ways to make simple, bold moves in your life for you, not for other people, not because of what you think you need to do for status, etc. It's simply about making a bold move, and it's about simplifying how you make those moves. It's also about choosing. You hear what I said? It's also about choosing. Choosing that you want to simplify things in your life, and choosing that you desire to make bold moves. So let me ask yourself this question. If I want to uncloset myself, if I want to release myself and live a life uncloseted, what do I have to do? You have to show up. You have to choose. And you have to say, it's simple, be bold. And I'm just going to leave that with you there for today. Because as you're starting to figure out, this is the direction we're heading. It's simple to be bold. It's simple to live a life uncloseted when you start to choose to say, I can make things simple and I can make big, bold moves that match for me. And that's why I'm moving the podcast in a few weeks, months, couple months, to a beautiful new podcast that will be entitled Life Uncloseted. Because I want this to be something that simplifies all of us, simplifies that we're all on the same kind of journey. We're all living in closets. Doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, bi, heterosexual, transgender, polyamorous, Christian, Muslim, African-American, Black, Hispanic, whatever all these beautiful labels are that we have on each other to move us forward, the bottom line is to uncloset yourself, to live a life uncloseted. You have to choose to simplify things and make big, bold moves, or at least make bold moves. Because it's simple, be bold. So I'm going to let you just kind of marinate on that over the weekend. Thanks for being here on another episode of Life Uncloseted, Riffs and Rants. Have a great weekend, everybody. And I will talk to you in just a few days next week when we have another interview show on the Coming Out Lounge, soon to be called Life Uncloseted. Take care, love you, and appreciate you listening. And if you really enjoyed what you heard today, do me a little favor. Hop over there and do a little review on iTunes for us. Maybe share this with someone who could really use it. And let's all work together to make bold moves to make the planet a better place. Take care.